get so disconnected and judgmental with our own bodies. Welcome to another episode of It's Her Turn. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow. Great to be here with you. And to talk about this topic that, for me, has been a very powerful theme in my life. So recognizing that this is a universal theme across all genders, and yet today we are going to focus mostly on women and what that is that has added to, supported, encouraged, and created these generations of women who feel very not at home in their own bodies, not okay with their own bodies, and basically kind of at war with our own bodies. And I believe this has been happening since way back in history in different ways. If we think back to the Victorian age, you know, the corsets and the, you know, your body must fit and look a certain way. Certainly within this culture of the patriarchy, over 5,000 years, sort of defining and taking priority of, here's the image of what women should be. I remember when I was little and Twiggy suddenly was like the model of what women should be, which was a radical shift from the Marilyn Monroe stage of beauty for women. And then here was Twiggy, who was basically this very thin, bony, no curves figure of a woman that became the new version in the 70s. And of course, I was tall and curvy and musculature. You know, I had all these different body parts that made me feel very unfitting in the American version of beauty. And along with that, of course, was my mother's generation. You know, she grew up in the Audrey Hepburn period, which was also another version of beauty with the super tiny waists and kind of tiny frames of women, a little more curvy, but tiny. And she was always aspiring to that as this ultimate version of beauty. And what I saw in her and what I learned from her, not verbally, but non-verbally, and how she was in her body, how she treated her body, and how she would speak about it, was basically that it wasn't acceptable, it wasn't good enough, and she had eating issues as it was related to that. She had clearly a lot of judgment and shame around her body, even though she was beautiful. She had a lot of judgment around my body and how I should be. And I was like a larger person than her by the time I was 12. And so I very much didn't fit her idea of what beauty was. And then there's the reality that with women who grow up in this dynamic of disembodiment, our bodies are not okay, is that we have a level of anxiety and a level of dissociation that's happening. Because if your vehicle of who you are in your body is not acceptable, then you literally can't feel at home in it. And that's a, you know, that's a saying we hear about, right? Like, are you comfortable in your own skin? And it's something that I recently have very much connected to in my work around reaching women who can identify that they don't feel comfortable in their own skin. We judge ourselves. We don't like our bodies. We're constantly working with the body by how we eat or how we exercise or how we wear our clothes or how we present ourselves. And if we're not okay and not at home there, there's a dissonance in almost every aspect of how we show up in the world, along with not having and owning our own voices, right? So this is part of this connection between the loss of self that we have as women generationally and ancestrally through the culture of the masculine patriarchy saying this is how you should be, but it's also the impact of how that got played out with trauma, with oppression, with abuse that also lives in our bodies, right? So for many of us, not feeling at home in our bodies is because literally we have experienced violations of our own personhood, of our own sense of safety and sovereignty of our bodies. So when we have that happen, we definitely often dissociate as a way to cope with that, as a way to survive that. So many, many reasons why we are perhaps where we are now as a humanity, as women, desperately needing to figure out how to come back into relationship with our bodies. A lot of the fearless feminist wisdom work is about recognizing the wisdom we have within our bodies. And many women struggle with that because the initial place they hit up against is, A, I don't like my body. How can it be wise? Or B, how does it have wisdom? It's where all my trauma lives. And yet it is that very dissonance that is part of what we have to cross. You know, we have to walk the bridge of understanding that the body in Clarissa Estes Pinculez, her version is saying the body is our consort. Right? It truly has come as our greatest ally. And that's how I've experienced my journey of healing with my body, is to recognize how it has been with me through everything. And it feels like it is this aspect, energetically, somatically, spiritually, a part of my soul. Right? Part of who I really am is expressed through my being as a soul, as well as this body that, you know, is almost like the territory, right? It's got the map of everything I've been through. So when we're talking about befriending our bodies, it's being able to hold all of that and to recognize that our judgment, our dissociation and disconnection from comes from many different sources for each one of us. And yet our journey back to this consort, this loving ally that we have, is an essential part of us being able to feel capable of doing that healing journey, right? Of recognizing our mental health struggles, of recognizing where we're struggling with just a sense of well-being or health on a physical level, as well as how do we feel spiritually connected. And again, in my frame of reference from what I've come through, they all come together in the body. And so it's almost like a calling right now. You know, this return of the feminine that so many across all cultures across the globe are speaking to and relating to, this awakening of our feminine wisdom and energy and consciousness all intersects in our body. Whether or not we're just working on, I don't want to be sick anymore, and I don't want to have this pain that perhaps I have from chronic illness, or I want to feel good and loving in my body so that I can experience a full expression of my sensual, sexual self, or that I want to feel capable of working with my own transformational journey consciously and energetically through the system of the body, spiritually speaking, awakening that consciousness in our bodies, which in most traditions spiritually reflect those areas of the chakras, the energy windows, we could say, of the energy of consciousness that we are, that as we work with growing and evolving, we are raising that consciousness, and we can work with movements like yoga, meditation, tantra, and be able to consciously help awaken and open our own spiritual inner wisdom and connection. So whether you're in one or all of those areas in your life on your journey right now, the body is the place that we want to come into contact with. We want to begin to hold space for how we can begin to heal our relationship, in a sense, with our own bodies. And this can happen very slowly, right? How we begin to take care of ourselves and get the sleep and eat well and exercise in ways that feel really good for us. You know, for some people, that's going to the gym. For some people, it's walking or doing yoga. Those can begin to help us become more embraced with, oh, let me care for my body. And then we can begin to do more of that emotional healing work with doing the inner trauma healing work, right? If we have a lot of that emotional work to do, that's a place that we're going to be needing to do that, is within the body as well as the mind. They come together, they hold together that experience. And the most powerful trauma work I'm seeing these days is in this emotional embodiment work that I have found quite profound. And that basically involves learning to stay present to process what it is you've gone through that you couldn't process at the time. And what that does is it helps us learn to stay in our bodies, in our present moment, more and more as we continue living, which helps us to deal with, navigate at the moment rather than dissociating because it's too difficult and then having to come back to it. Somebody recently said, oh, so it's like no longer procrastinating that work of dealing with what you were feeling at that time. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like that. And then learning to embrace and practice non-judgment. What it would be like as women to wake up and not use the mirror to attack yourself and judge yourself and degrade yourself. This is an important place as women for us to stop repeating that judgment we've learned and to begin practicing self-love and acceptance. This is part of the befriending, right? Would you ever judge your friend who you love deeply and tell her, well, I love you, but you know, your legs are just a little bit to this or to that, so I can't really be friends with you? No, you wouldn't say that. And yet we do it to ourselves, right? We condemn ourselves, we judge ourselves, we criticize. And part of this healing, this coming into feminine consciousness, this wanting to embrace more and more of who we are from this loving place, the body's the best place to start. Even because I think it's almost easier to start there than directly with the thinking mind, because sometimes we just can get so trapped in our negative beliefs. And when we can come just practice, say, a loving breath at our heart center, breathing and having our hands sitting gently at the center of our chest, we can come into contact with our body and begin to practice feeling and noticing the emotion, noticing our breath, practicing non-judgment from this sort of kinesthetic place that sometimes is easier to access. And of course, it's practice. Befriending our bodies can take a lifetime, and the sooner we start, the better. Because when we start to really acknowledge and feel into how it feels to not be a friend with our bodies, to be like an enemy, when we can really feel what that's doing to us, it's painful. It's heartbreaking. It's devastating. And that's what started me on that journey very early, because I had interjected, literally internalized the judgment towards women, the judgment I saw my mom have towards herself and me. And I just take it all in, and I became very, we call it body dysmorphia now, but I was obsessed with seeing every part of my body as not okay in one way or another. By the time I was 11, maybe 10, it's so sad to me to look back and think how so young I was already totally immersed in that self-hating culture that we've learned as young girls. And we see that with younger and younger girls who have eating disorders and body dysmorphia, hating themselves, hating each other, putting other girls down. You know, this is the outcome of all of these generations of hating the feminine, hating the body, disconnecting from what is actually one of our truest, deepest resources. So befriending it can start as simple as, yeah, let me make sure I get my sleep, or let me make sure I eat good. And then it can evolve to, let me be more kind, do some breath work, meditation, sit with my body, learn to just practice holding love and acceptance and gratitude. And then it can continue to evolve with how we show up in our mind, how we practice non-judgment for our own well-being. And then it can even go into that spiritual development of, how do I connect deeper with that feminine wisdom that some would say is your intuition or your own sense of spiritual guidance, or your connection with people or the earth. For me, it's all of those. So the idea is, no matter where you are, if you're in the thick of it, of judging yourself, take this opportunity to just sit with how that is possibly harming you, holding you back, keeping you stuck from being present and believing in yourself, being connected to your own confidence and your skills and talents. But even this more holistic model of how to feel more connected and more aligned with who you really are, and how the body has to be invited along. We can't just leave it behind. That's not part of the journey. This is our consort, our beloved. This is the part of us that came as an aspect of the soul to be with us, to remind us, to carry our burdens, but also help us come into the time of healing and wholeness, we could say. So in a way, it's a powerful teacher for us. So I hope this felt helpful, as this idea of befriending your body. Recognize that wherever you are, start there. Take one little step to do one thing that feels doable, that is about listening and being in relationship with this consort, this part of you that is not your enemy. It's the exact opposite, actually. And you are invited to begin exploring more and more what happens, what can begin to flourish when we come into being friends with ourselves in this beautiful body that has been with us forever. So if you have any feedback or questions, come find me at my Facebook page, Dr. Kate Dow, and share with me or ask me a question. And I'd love to dialogue about this podcast. It's an important topic and way too much to really cover in one episode, but I felt it was important to jump on and share about it today. This is a time that really is inviting our awakening of how we show up in ourselves and in our lives, in our bodies, in our gift of who we are, that we get to be in this life, and how we get to share who we are, our love, and our wisdom with each other, help each other, raise each other up. That's really what needs to happen. And we have to bring the beautiful consorts with us. So I'm here to remind you, it's your turn to find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power. Thanks for being with me today.